Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking.
No problem. So how have you been?
I've been great. What about you?
I've been good. I'm in school right now.
What school do you go to?
I go to ABC.
Do you like it there?
It's okay. It's a really big campus.
Good luck with school.
Thank you very much.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Never better, thanks.
So how have you been lately?
I've actually been pretty good. You?
I'm actually in school right now.
Which school do you attend?
I'm attending ABC right now.
Are you enjoying it there?
It's not bad. There are a lot of people there.
Good luck with that.
Thanks. Hello. May I speak to Alice, please?
This is she. How's it going?
I've been trying to call you all day.
Sorry about that. I was cleaning up.
It's okay.
So, what were you calling me about?
Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out tomorrow.
Sure. What did you want to do?
Maybe we can go see a movie or something.
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
I'll see you tomorrow then.
See you then. Goodbye.
Hi, how are you? Is Alice there?
Speaking. What's up?
Why haven't you answered the phone?
My bad. I had chores to do.
That's all right.
What was the reason for your call?
I want to do something tomorrow with you.
Sounds good. What did you have in mind?
I was thinking about seeing a movie.
Okay, let's go see a movie.
Until then.
Talk to you later.
Why weren't you at school yesterday?
I wasn't really feeling well.
What was wrong with you?
My stomach was upset.
Do you feel better now?
I don't really feel too well yet.
Do you want anything to make you feel better?
No, thanks. I already took some medicine.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
What reason do you have for missing school?
I was sick.
How were you sick?
I had a stomach ache.
Did it get any better?
I'm still feeling under the weather.
Would you like anything for your stomach?
I took something earlier.
Get better.
Thanks a lot.
Why didn't you go to school yesterday?
I stayed home because I wasn't feeling well.
What was your problem?
My stomach was bothering me.
Are you feeling any better?
I'm still feeling a little sick.
I'm going to the store. Would you like any Pepto-Bismol?
That's okay.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Did you hear the good news?
No, I haven't.
I got a promotion at my job.
Did you really?
Seriously, I am so excited.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Really?
Yes, you really deserve this.
You think so?
Yes, good for you.
Have you heard my good news?
You haven't told me anything yet.
I got a promotion at work earlier this week.
Is that right?
It's the truth. I am really happy.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you very much.
I'm really excited for you.
Are you really?
I'm serious. You deserve this promotion.
Is that what you really think?
Yes, it is.
I haven't told you what happened yet, have I?
I haven't heard anything.
My boss offered me a promotion and I took it.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am really excited.
That's great. Congratulations.
I appreciate that.
You have no idea how happy I am for you.
For real?
I believe you are the best choice for that promotion. I really do. You look really nice today.
Thank you. I just got this outfit the other day.
Really? Where did you get it?
I got it from Macy's.
It's really nice.
Thanks again. You look nice today too.
Thank you. I just got these shoes today.
Really? What kind of shoes are they?
These are called All-Star Chuck Taylors.
I really like those. How much did they cost?
They were about $40.
I think I'm going to go buy myself a pair.
I absolutely love what you're wearing today.
You do? I just bought this outfit a couple days ago.
Seriously, it looks really nice on you. Where did you buy it from?
I bought it from the Macy's at the Santa Anita Mall.
I really like that outfit.
Thanks. I think you look nice today too.
Thank you. I just bought these new shoes earlier today.
Those are nice. What are they?
These are some Chucks.
Those are great. How much were they?
I got them for $40.
I think I might go and find me my own pair of Chucks.
I think that you look very cute today.
Is that right? This is a brand new outfit.
What store did you get it from?
I went to Macy's and picked it out.
I love your outfit.
Well, I think you look nice today too.
Thanks. I found these new shoes earlier at the store.
I think that those are some really nice shoes. What kind are they?
These are Chucks.
Your shoes look really nice. How much did you get them for?
They only cost me about $40.
I'm going to get a pair for myself.
Hi, could you help me find a place where I could buy some lunch?
Sure. What kind of food would you like?
I was thinking of pizza or something else, Italian maybe.
I know the perfect place.
Good. Where is it?
It's right past the last building on the left. Do you want me to go with you?
That would be great.
Glad you asked me to join you. This will be fun.
Man, I'm hungry. Do you know a good place to have lunch?
Yes, I know a great place. What types of food do you like?
Mexican, Japanese, or Chinese would be great.
Oh, I know a place where you might like to eat.
Is it close by?
It's down a block on the right. Can I show you the way?
Okay, I'd love the company.
This will work out well. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Let's have some lunch. Do you know of a great restaurant somewhere?
Yes, I'm hungry. What types of food sound good?
Maybe just a quick sandwich, salad, or something.
I have a great idea of where you might like to go.
Can we walk there?
It's on the second floor. May I join you?
Of course, let's go.
Let's hurry. I'm starving.
Did you go to school today?
Of course. Did you?
I didn't want to, so I didn't.
That's sad. But have you gone to the movies recently?
That's a switch.
I'm serious. Have you?
No, I haven't. Why?
I really want to go to the movies this weekend.
So go then.
I really don't want to go by myself.
Well, anyway, do you plan on going to school tomorrow?
No, I think I'm going to go to the movies.
Did you make it to school today?
I always do. Did you go to school today?
No, I didn't.
You should have. But have you seen any movies lately?
That was an odd change of subject.
Maybe it was, but answer the question.
No, not recently.
I want to go see a movie this weekend.
What's stopping you then?
I don't want to go alone.
So, will you be at school tomorrow?
No, I want to go to the movies instead.
Did you even bother to go to school today?
Yeah, I went. Did you go?
No, I didn't feel like it.
That's nice. Have you been to the movies lately?
No, but that was a random change of subject.
It may have been random, but have you?
I haven't lately.
I would love to catch a movie this weekend.
So then why don't you just go?
I don't want to see a movie by myself.
Okay, so are you going to school tomorrow?
I think I might just go to the movies. It was nice talking to you.
Why are you trying to rush me off the phone?
I really have to go.
Why? I still want to talk to you.
I have things to do.
Like what?
Don't be nosy.
I'm not. I just want to know.
Well, it's really none of your business.
That's harsh.
I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Fine.
I'll talk to you later.
What's the rush?
I have to get off the phone now.
I'm not ready to get off the phone with you.
There are other things I need to take care of.
What is it that you need to do?
Please don't be nosy.
I'm not being nosy. It's just a question.
You don't need to worry about that.
That was mean to say.
I am very sorry, but I must go.
I guess.
Has anyone told you about Jessica's party coming up?
I was told about it already. I'm just waiting for my invitation.
Is that right? I already got my invitation from her earlier.
I believe that she will give me the invitation today.
Are you even going to go?
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be the best party of the year.
Exactly. It seems like it's going to be loads of fun.
When exactly does the party start?
The invitation says it starts at 8 p.m.
Has she given out a lot of invitations yet?
I have no idea. She hasn't given out many, though.
I'm planning on going, but I really need her to give me my invitation.
Have you heard about Jessica's party on Saturday?
I've heard about it, but I'm still waiting for my invitation.
Really? I got mine from her this morning.
I'm guessing that she's going to give me my invitation today or tomorrow.
You're probably right. Do you intend on going to the party?
I want to. I heard it's going to be really fun.
I know, it does sound pretty awesome.
Well, when does the party start?
It's supposed to start at about 8.
How many invitations has she given out?
I really don't know, but I don't think she gave out that many yet.
I really want to go, so I hope that she gives me my invitation soon.
Hey, did you hear about Jessica's party this weekend?
Yeah, but I'm still waiting for my invitation.
Oh, really? She gave me mine earlier today.
Well, she'll probably just give me my invitation later on today.
Yeah, so are you planning on going?
I think so. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It really does. I can't wait.
What time does the party start?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, How many people has she given invitations to so far?
I'm not sure, but I don't think she's given out that many.
Well, hopefully she'll give me my invitation later on today.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Well, I can't study at home because my family talks so loudly. Well, study at the library then. Can you really focus in there? Yeah, it's always really quiet. I'll give it a shot today. Hey, when you do, make sure you get a good seat. Why? Are there not enough seats for everyone? Well, it depends on when you go. I'll go at 1 a.m.
Dude, it's not even open that late.
But that's the best time for me. You can always try a cafe. They tend to close late, or sometimes not at all. All right, good one.
Seriously? Oh my god, you kidding? Really?
Can you please shut up? Maybe if you ask nicely, I will.
Hang on one sec.
This is a library, so you have to shut up.
Well, I don't know if I have to.
Well, I have no interest in splitting hairs. What you're doing is wrong.
I didn't know laughing was such a crime.
It's a crime when you do it in the library.
You're just jealous because I'm having a good time and you're not.
No, that's not it. Try again. Okay, fine. I'll shut up if you say you're sorry.
Sorry for what?
If anything, you should say sorry. Okay, fine. I'm sorry that your parents didn't teach you how to be nice.
All right, that's it. I'm getting a librarian.
Oh, a librarian. So scary.
Hey, Steve, do you know where I can look for used cars?
To buy?
What else? You could always check online. My friend bought a car from Craigslist.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Do you know any other way, though?
There's a dealership that sells used cars on Victoria Street.
Where in Victoria Street? I've never seen one.
It's on the corner of AB and Victoria.
Oh, by the Burger King.
Yeah, that's the one. They have a pretty good selection. You should check it out.
I'm down. Can you go with me?
Sure. I'm free tomorrow and on Thursday. Shoot me a text.
Will do, man. Thanks.
Sure thing, bro. You owe me, though.
But you'll never collect.
True.
Hey, Mark. What's up, man?
Hey, Jack. Nothing much. How you doing?
Better than I deserve. To what do I owe the pleasure?
I'm looking for a job. I was hoping that you could help me.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I was wondering if you could hook me up at the place you work?
No problem. I don't know if they're hiring, but I'll find out.
Thanks, man. You're the bomb.
What kind of job are you interested in doing?
Anything that you think that I could do will be fine.
Can't you be a little more specific?
I wish I could, man, but honestly, anything will be fine.
That bad, huh?
Well, I'm learning to keep my chin up.
Good man. I'll talk to my boss in the morning and I'll get back to you.
Thanks, man. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Of course. Anything else you need me to do?
No, I'm waiting to hear from you.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Yo, Mark. What up, man?
Hey, Jack. I was about to call you. What's the word?
All good. Got some good news for you, by the way.
Brilliant. Spill it, Jay.
Okay, I talked to my boss. I'll text you his phone number.
Oh, thanks a lot, bud. Did he say he has an open position?
No. He didn't mention any vacancy at the moment, but he said he would talk to you.
Oh, that's great. Hey, thanks again, man.
Sure. You know, you should also go online to look for work.
Online? Where?
There are many job search websites.
Cool. Do you know any by name?
Just Google jobs in Cairo and you'll find some.
Okay, I'll try that when I get home.
You can do it on your smartphone, you know.
I know, but I think it's better at home. Thanks again.
Oh, thanks for telling me. Appreciate it. You take care, man. Bye.
Man, am I excited. I've got my first job interview.
Interview for what?
It's an internship for a big company.
Wow, that's impressive. I hope you get it. Fingers crossed, man.
Well, thanks. I'm preparing for the interview by, practicing with my sister.
What exactly are you doing? How are you practicing?
We're doing mock interviews.
Is it helpful?
It sure is. She recorded our first interview and she pointed out a few things that I should avoid.
What are some of the things that she saw?
She said that I said, too much and that I look nervous.
Oh, really? That is strange because you're the only one I know who doesn't use fillers in his speech.
I know, right?
I was like, no, I didn't do that. But she was like, kind of like, yeah, you do.
Dude, let me just stop you there. I was just being sarcastic. Oh. Your sister is right. You overuse fillers.
Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Time to put an end to that.
Cool. That should help. Good luck, my friend.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm Robert Stevens. Good morning, Mr. Stevens. My name is Mark Jones. Please have a seat and let's get started. Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Please call me Robert, and I'll call you Mark. We're informal here. That's good to know, Robert. Thanks. Sure. Was it easy to find the office? Yeah, it was pretty easy. Plus, I always use GPS. Huh. All right. Why don't we start by you telling me a little about yourself? Sure. My name is Mark. I graduated from Cairo University in 2016. I am doing my master's degree in business administration. I like working with people. I am a great people person. I am very responsible, and I always aspire to meet the expectations that my managers have of me. I can tell that you practice saying that. Was it that obvious? You bet. But don't worry, I have seen worse. Sorry, I just like to be always prepared, and hey, doesn't this itself show my devotion? You're right, it kinda does. Not to toot my own horn, but I really think that I'm an excellent candidate for the job. I see you have 2 years of experience. Can you tell me a little about that? Oh, yes, I worked in the mail room at ABC Corporation last year. Go on, please. It was a temporary job, but I gained a lot of experience. Excellent. We're always looking for someone with experience. I think this experience will help me blend into a job working here. What are your weaknesses, Mark? Before you say anything, please bear in mind that I heard all the ideal answers. So if you're going to tell me that your weaknesses are that you're very patient or that you take up too many tasks or you're a perfectionist or any of that bullshit, please just save it, okay? Wow, okay. Off the top of my head, I think my main weakness is that I don't tolerate sloppy work. Sometimes I come across as a tough person, but that's how you can lead. All right, Mark, I like this answer. Thank you, sir. Do you have any questions for me? Well, I've already done my homework and learned everything I need to learn from the internet, but I'd like to know when to expect a call from you. You'll be contacted by an HR representative within 2 weeks. Great. Thanks again for having me. Thanks for coming. Have a good day. You too, sir.